And joining us now at P2P Network is Cedric Sanders. You know him from some great work he's done in a movie called The Least Among You. He won the 2009 San Diego Black Film Festival Award for Best Actor for his performance in the film. He also won the 2008 NAACP Theater Award for Best Lead Actor for his portrayal of Johnson C. Whitaker in Matter of Honor at the Pasadena Playhouse. Welcome, Cedric, on the show.
Hey, Mark, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure.
Nice to have you, and it was nice to... The film was a really excellent film, folks. It's called The Least Among You, and it's a gripping, emotional, intelligent film that deals with some serious subjects, and Cedric is an amazing, amazing star in this film. Cedric, you did a great job in terms of taking this role and just kind of making it you. How did you end up in the film?
Man, it's crazy how it all went down. In 1995, Mark Young started writing the script, The Least Among You, and put it down and picked it back up in 05 or 06 and got Lou Gossett Jr. involved. And then a year later, at the end of 2007, funds were ready for it to be shot, and he didn't have his lead actor. So he, you know, was sitting one day frustrated, flipped through the newspaper, and saw a tiny ad of me, a picture of me for the play Matter of Honor, as you mentioned, at the Pasadena Playhouse. Came down, saw the play, and told himself, that's my Richard Kelly. So my agents were contacted, and I went in and auditioned, and that's how it happened, man.
Wow. Well, you're a young guy. Did you graduate from Howard University or attended?
Yes. Yeah. I graduated from Howard University, yes.
And Lance Gross was there while you were there, right?
Yes, Lance Gross. We were there. We got there the same day and graduated the same day. So we were at school together in the same class. I'm so proud of him.
So you can tell that Cedric's a nice young guy, because most people have these long resumes. And one of the things in yours is that you were junior prom king at your high school in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah, I was.
Is that where you're from, Alaska?
I'm from Anchorage, Alaska, born and raised.
You're kidding.
Yep, I still got clothes there in my house and old stuff, and that prom crown is somewhere in my mom's trunk.
Wow. When you were in Anchorage, did you do any acting at all?
Yes, I was. You know, I starred in three of the plays there while I was there, one being The Wiz, playing the Scarecrow, which was my dream role, so I was thrilled, man. I was so excited to play the Scarecrow. But yeah, that's when the acting bug bit me around my junior year. Because I started out as a singer. I always thought I was going to be like a singer first, but then acting took over. So.
Well, you can always go back to singing now, too, once acting's taken over, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I actually sang in the film. I don't know if you heard the end song, Set Me Free, but that's the song I co-wrote and performed.
I did not know that it was you. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good song, too.
Thank you. So I'm trying to weasel it back in there, kind of the way Jamie Foxx did it, you know, acting and then pulling out the singing on him, so.
Yeah, well, it works. Sometimes you can incorporate both in the same thing, which works. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Your interaction with Lou Gossett Jr. was great. There's a lot of chemistry between both of your characters. How did you, when you first met him, were you intimidated at all?
You know, I didn't know how it was going to be. You know, I knew, you know, I love his work, always loved his work, especially An Officer and a Gentleman, which could make you intimidated to meet him because he's such an intimidating person in that movie.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
But he's nothing like that. He's a very kind man. I actually met him a few days before we started shooting. The director, Mark Young, and I went out to his house in Malibu. We sat in his, first of all, when I walked in, I saw the Oscar on the mantle, and that was a priceless moment. I was like, whoa, that's the Oscar. But we sat around the table and read some scenes, and Lou and I just connected. I felt like he was, you know, my uncle or something, you know, and that just made it very easy on film.
Yeah. Well, it comes across, and it's a really heavy film.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's based on reality. Did you meet the individual who your role is based on?
I did. I met the real character, the real guy. I met him after the film, though. I didn't meet him during the film. He couldn't come down during filming, so I met him after the film when we screened at the Cinequest Film Festival in San Jose. And he's a very nice man, and I really liked him a lot, you know. He teaches at a seminary right now, today.
Wow.
So.
Well, he's a reverend doctor, right?
Yep, reverend doctor.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a really it's amazing that this story, the things that he came up against. Talk a little bit about your character and what he goes through, especially at the beginning of the film.
You know, Richard is someone who, you know, he's basically been the man of the house since he was 12 or 13. His father was in and out, alcoholic, and he graduates from school, and he gets this job in corporate America when he has a set. I'm going to take care of my family. I'm going to take care of my mother, my brother, myself. I'm going to make this happen. The Watts riots happens. Falsely arrested. Has to go to this all-white seminary as a plea bargain. And there, everything, you know, he feels as if he loses everything. That's all he's wanted to do. But in that, he has to, in the seminary, he has to deal with his inner demons and things he hasn't dealt with. And that's where he finds his destiny. So it's a man's journey, you know, through life. A man in his early 20s going through his journey, learning life lessons, dealing with racism, his faith, and everything. So,
well, as a white American, I was disappointed watching the film to see what kind of people those people at the seminary were. You'd think the people at the seminary would be religious and
yes,
good people, and they were very, very prejudiced,
yeah,
and gave him a hard time.
Yes, and that is bizarre. You would think at a seminary, you know, everyone's supposed to love, you know, and love God and love each other. And but does it tell you racism is there, you know? It's there. It's there.
Yeah, it tells you a little bit about politics, too, the person running the seminary, some of the things he was having,
oh, yes,
Richard doing,
oh, yes,
and even when it all came down at the end, when Richard stuck to his guns in the face.
He turned on Richard, didn't he?
He did.
Turned.
Because he was doing what he wanted to do for himself, and rather than the bigger picture, which,
yes,
and the whole film is like that. It leaves you with a good feeling at the end, though.
Yes, yeah, that, you know, you can overcome things. You know, you can, you know, believe in yourself and just continue to fight. And it should be an uplifter. You know, it should. So I'm glad you feel that way. You know, that's what I want people to get from it.
Well, of course, at the end of the film was that great song. So, you know.
Yes.
You had to be cheered up when you heard Cedric Sanders singing, so.
So I appreciate that, man. It was fun. I'm so happy to get in the studio and sing, and, you know, I'm thrilled.
What's up next for you?
Man, I have October 1st. I'm making an appearance in the film The Social Network, directed by David Fincher. You may have heard about that, the story of Facebook.
Yes, actually, I have, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the theaters October 1st. And I just finished a few months ago the film called Things Fall Apart, starring 50 Cent, and that's the movie he lost 54 pounds for.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he lost that weight. He plays an athlete dealing with cancer, and I play his brother. And it's another powerful film. It deals with family and, you know.
What was it like working with 50 Cent?
You know, 50 Cent's a very kind, nice, generous man. I don't, you know, people may not know that about him, but he is. I really like that guy. He's a hard worker. He's determined. He's so smart, too. He knows about, you know, he definitely knows about how to make money, how to keep it, how to make more, you know, and he's just determined. He lost that weight. He lost it.
And
he did a good job acting. So.
I'm sure he did, because, you know, a lot of the stuff he does is kind of like acting. But his music, a lot of people who don't know it, they're, oh, that's terrible, it's gross. Even people that I know that, you know, they say, oh, you don't want to listen to that. But if you listen to the lyrics, the guy's he's a brilliant guy and a poet laureate for this century, I think.
Mm-hmm. He is, definitely.
Yeah. So that's good. A couple of good things there. Those are the Facebook film is going to be a big one.
Yes, it's going to be good. I'm glad to be a part of that. You know, David Fincher is a wonderful director, and I thought he was a good choice to direct that project. I'm really interested to see it. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm as anxious as everybody else.
And we talked a little bit about Lou Gossett Jr. Tell us a little bit about Lauren Holly and William Devane, the other co-stars of the film.
Love Lauren Holly. She was a joy to work with. Such a solid, honest actress, and I really liked her a lot. You know, she has three little boys, and she really just took her character seriously, and she just, you know, she was so gracious to work off of. You know, there wasn't any air of pretentiousness on set from her, Lou, or William Devane, and that's what I enjoyed the most. So,
well, you have to learn from that, because I think that one of these days, Cedric, you're going to be one of these very well-known actors too, and singers. It's going to happen, so I'm predicting it.
Hey,
I'm pretty accurate with the predictions I've made before, but I'll say the same thing I say to people I've said before. Don't end up like someone who's, thinks that your blank doesn't smell and treats
right.
people with lack of respect, because it happens a lot in the business. And
yes.
People like yourself saying, hey, I would never be like that, sometimes they end up like that. So
yeah.
Keep your feet on the ground, you know.
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you.
But the film is great. It's called The Least Among You, and it's available right now in stores, I believe.
Yes, it's in stores right now. You can go pick it up today, or you can order it on theleastamongyou.com.
It's a wonderful film, and no matter what color you are, religion, race, wherever you're from, it's something that is universal.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, Cedric, I think you're going to do well, and it was a pleasure meeting you, and hope to talk to you again at some other
Thank
point.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Okay.